What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, up next with us here at Fenway Park for our WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fun Telethon is Charlie Jacobs, Bruins CEO. Charlie, how are we doing today?
Well, how are you, gentlemen?
Good.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What does this event mean to you? I know the Bruins have sort of actually mirrored some relationships you guys do over there in the charitable world, but what does this mean
to
you?
Just anecdotally, this is my 24th Jimmy Fun Radiothon and television, so I've been doing this for for a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah. And
you don't look old enough for that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
A handsome guy like yourself coming in with jeans on clouds and a nice little blazer right there. Yeah. Very contemporary. I love it.
You start at the age of three or something? That's pretty impressive.
Yes, I did. In fact, I did at the age of three. I was just speaking with someone about what makes Boston so special, and it's the fact that all of our major league sports teams, they rally around wonderful, worthy causes like this one, and why we're here today. So it's my pleasure and honor to be here, frankly, to be party to this.
You know, we're the city of champions, obviously, and, you know, 13 championships since the year 2000. But also, when we say city of champions, I think it goes much further beyond the sports world. Like, you know, Boston with some of the best secondary education in the world, and Boston with, dare I say, some of the best, if not the best, medical care in
the world.
That's right. Like, it's the whole rising tides mentality of Boston, and I'm so glad to see that the Bruins support it. So.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm here to make a donation.
Oh.
So we should get right down to business.
Absolutely.
Oh, hey.
We're ready, baby.
I was gonna buy you a drink first.
I'm a much easier date than that. I'd like to make, on behalf of the Boston Bruins Foundation, I'd like to make a donation of $25,000.
Wow.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you so much.
We really appreciate that. That's because we're chasing a matching donation, which is important.
I heard Rob Hale.
Rob Hale's got $1 million. If we can get to $1 million, it immediately turns into $2 million, and we all love to double our money in this world, right?
I like.
I don't want to have to do something like get taped to a goalpost and have people shoot pucks at me for $50,000 later on to get to that million.
Oh, that's an option. I didn't know that.
Oh, everything's on to get to $1 million to benefit the good cause. Everything's on the table.
Can we pull Zdeno Chara out of retirement?
So, obviously, a big off season for the Bruins. We're kind of ahead of the curve. We're looking at Mike Vrabel and the Patriots and a new culture and a new coach. Is it safe to say you're looking to kind of do that same thing, grab some buzz with a new culture and a new coach?
Yeah, we certainly did do a lot, certainly since last year's trade deadline, in terms of player personnel on the ice and head coaching. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of new faces. There's a lot of new energy. And frankly, you know, we needed to change the energy from last year. We owed our fan base a lot more than what we showed last year. And it was time for us to roll up our sleeves and get to work on a remake, frankly. And I think that you'll see that in October.
So how's this Durham era going so far? And what should fans look forward to or expect from this next generation of the Bruins?
So Marco is incredible. He is quite a communicator, and he's a passionate communicator. And he's got he has the experience of playing under a lot of very, very system-oriented coaches while he was a player. Mm-hmm. And he will tell you about his journey to sort of why he's here today as a National Hockey League head coach, what it took. He knew, or at least he had a pretty good idea of what it was going to take in terms for him to skill up enough to be able to, you know, sort of step on that bench and lead a team at a National Hockey League level. And it's quite a journey, and it's quite a story. And I think he's going to be I think all of us can be plenty pleasantly surprised by what we see on the ice.
Charlie Jacobs, CEO of the Bruins, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. I know there's been a lot of discussion as to what this is being called or how to describe it. Is it a retool, a rebuild, a tear down, and different things? When I look at it from afar, I look at a team that has one of the best scorers in hockey, has a young goalie that I think people want to believe is a franchise goalie, a great defenseman, that there's sort of this core of veteran talent that has the capability of maybe turning things around quickly. Is that what we're looking for?
You know what? I don't want to get caught up in semantics, which is maybe why I stuttered for a second when I said, you know, people like to say, oh, it's a rebuild. It's the Bruins are in a rebuild. Well, I would argue that we have one of the best wings in hockey, like you already mentioned. I think we have two of the better, or if not the best, top 10 defensemen in the National Hockey League, and Charlie McAvoy and Hampus Lindholm.
And how is Lindholm doing?
He's great. He's cleared to play.
Good.
And skating. And then we also have a potential franchise goalie in Sway. So, you know, we need help, no question. We went out and shopped a bit, but we have, you know, younger kids coming in that are going to need, they're going to need some help. They're going to need some bigger bodies to help protect them on the ice. Because Lord knows, you know, no matter whether you're 18, 19, or 20, or even 21, no matter how big or strong you are, you're playing a man's game. And it's a little different than maybe you would see in a national development program or a World Juniors or even in college. So the National Hockey League is a different animal, especially when you're talking about 80 games. So we went out and addressed what we thought would be a shortcoming and something that we really needed this offseason on July 1st on free agency shopping. And we let these kids develop, you know, and go from there. But I think we're going to have a very good team come October. And we owe Boston that.
I still get goosebumps every time I watch that Lindholm pass to Pasta off the boards to win in Game 7 in overtime from the spring before.
Oh,
I know that was an incredible play. And I know then you run into Florida. I still think that Bruins-Panthers might be the city's best rivalry right now.
Oh my gosh.
It's amazing. I mean, I think, you know, like, I don't know if the Sox Yankees, and no offense, Fenway's lost a little juice. I'm not sure the Patriots' rival is right now and the Celtics. Celtics' rival is obviously Jason Tatum just getting healthy. But it's an awesome rivalry between you guys, and that must have brought about some happy but bittersweet feelings early this summer watching Marshy.
Sure. No, I know. Listen,
Marshy tried to drink every beer in Florida.
And good on him for doing that.
Yeah.
Marsh, a great guy. Wish him well. I wish a player like that, and by the way, I was at the draft table in 2006 when we took Marsh and saw him play in the American League, and I've seen his journey, and it's an incredible one. For a player his size and his charisma to do and accomplish what he has and to win a Stanley Cup like he did this past June, kudos to him. I have nothing but high regards, and good on him. I think, you know, I believe he may have another one in him. Who knows? Who knows?
Charlie, before we let you go, we need to thank you again. $25,000 donation, very generous, from the Bruins Foundation. We wish you good luck this year. Hopefully you're right. Hopefully it's
a
good team.
I'll put that in my back pocket.
Hopefully it's a good team. Let's get back in the playoffs and play some fun
hockey
again.
That's when the best stuff happens.
But we appreciate the gift. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.